This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakat. I joined the Year of Knowledge this past year. I joined the full-time program. I am a wife, a mother, I'm a practicing physician. And I think what I want to share, if anyone is in doubt about whether they can do it, you know, last year when I heard about this and I wanted to do it, the first doubts that came to me was, this is probably not the best time for me to do it. You know, I was working full time, and between working, I was homeschooling my daughter. There was illness in my family. And, you know, I kept thinking maybe I should join not the first year, but after the program is settled next year. And then this thought came to me, you know, I started medical school 20 years ago, around the same time I wanted to gain study Deen too. And at that time, the opportunity wasn't there. And Allah gave me this opportunity in 20 years. I didn't want to wait another 20 years. I've sacrificed so much in my life for other things before knowledge, right? I sacrificed sleep, time. I mean, a lot of us, we work like 30-hour shifts. We do all these things for other things we prioritize. And at this time, I realized I would prioritize my deen. I would prioritize the connection to Allah. If I wanted to be close to Allah, I have to work for it. I have to sacrifice something. If I wanted this knowledge, I have to prioritize it. 11 hours compared to like the 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, is almost nothing, right? I wonder how much time I used to spend on the phone. I wonder how much time I spent with leisure or entertainment, or just sometimes being tired, right? In the very beginning, a lot of my fellow sisters gave us a lot of tips about how to prioritize our time, how to be efficient, you know, how to outsource what didn't matter. And all of that helped. I went in wanting to learn Fardain, wanting to become more grounded in Islamic knowledge so that, you know, I can teach my daughter, I can be a good example to my family, and I can be grounded in knowledge when I help patients. And, you know, from day one, all that was kind of destroyed because I realized the real emergency was between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and needing to prepare myself for facing Him. And this year has made me realize how little I know and, you know, how much Allah can bless us with knowledge. It's changed me and it's changed my life and it's changed the life of my family. So it's, you know, it's taken me in a completely different trajectory.